You ever look at photos from an old trip? You ever just go back through your photos and just start scrolling randomly? Whenever I do it, I'm surprised by how many experiences I've had, but I've totally forgotten about. And then what I find is I don't just see the photo. I realize that memories unlock memories. So every photo will unlock some new story. So I'll look at a photo of a dinner in Prague, and then I'll remember being with the friends that I was with. Oh, this is what we talked about at that dinner. Because photos don't just remind you of what you've captured. They elicit memories of the other places you visited, the people you were with, the conversations that you had, the things that you were thinking about, and the emotions that you felt in that moment. Note-taking works the same way. It's not just about saving quotes and shopping lists. That's not what note-taking is. It's about so much more than that. It's about having conversations with your past and with your future self so that you can develop ideas over time. And I learned this from one of the greatest American writers alive today, a Pulitzer Prize-winning writer, Kendrick Lamar. And he's an active note-taker. And it's not that he writes down all of his ideas. No, that'd take too long. Instead, what he does is he captures just enough to return to his emotional state when he writes down those notes. And like the journey through the old photos that I was just talking about, these snippets trigger a memory cascade and a torrent of buried emotions inside of him. And without those notes, his observations would evaporate faster than he could even rap about them or something. And so what he does is he says, okay, between albums, when I'm thinking stuff up, I'm just going to write down notes. I'm going to capture my epiphanies, the things that come to mind, the stories that resonate with me emotionally. I'm going to put them down somewhere. I don't need to write 8,000 words about every single thing. I just need to write enough to trigger the emotions and what I experienced when I was in that moment. And when you do that, note-taking becomes like time travel. And once again, I've realized that taking notes is something that school doesn't really teach us how to do, which is why we focus on it so much at the beginning of Rite of Passage. The whole first week is really devoted to taking notes. The rest of the course is, okay, now you have all these notes. What are we going to do with them? And I always ask, like, where are your notes from college? You took all these classes. You learned about all these things that you were interested in, hopefully. But where are your notes? Where are the best ideas from the essays that you spent all that time writing your sophomore year? For anything like me, you have no idea. Now, compound that across your entire life and think about how much valuable thinking is vanishing as fast as the seconds on the clock of life can tick. How much good thinking is just being lost to the entropy of time? I mean, it's tragic. And what you realize is that had you taken notes, you could actually transport yourself, like Kendrick Lamar, back to the experience of sitting in a lecture, back to the experience of writing those essays, of having those conversations when you were in school, and you could actually remember things. Look, the past is past, but now you have a chance to shape your future and to make sure that the ideas that you're thinking about, that where in your life you're doing your best thinking, that you don't lose that. And what I realized is that note-taking helped me cure writer's block. Like Kendrick, I now have always this abundance of raw material to start with. You know, if you watch Kendrick rap, what he just needs is a little bit to get going, and then he's on his roll. And that little bit to get going, that first acceleration, the pew, that begins with note-taking for him. Kendrick and note-takers, what we do is we collect ideas consistently, then we develop them over time. And because we're always saving our epiphanies, saving our stories, we can write about ideas that happened years ago with the kind of clarity that you would only get if they happened yesterday. You see, words on the page, they have infinite patience. And so by taking notes, Kendrick and yourself can travel through time and rebel against the fragility of memory. For him, for us, note-taking is a form of time travel.